It's 6:45. Good morning, I'm Anthony Renault with KRWG News. Texas lawmakers are considering a handful of bills that would restrict access to medical care for transgender youth and limit their ability to participate in sports. As KUT's Andrew Weber reports, if passed, the NCAA could eliminate championship play in Texas.
LGBTQ plus advocates have called out a handful of bills this legislative session they say could be harmful to trans youth in Texas. One would restrict access to gender-affirming and transitional medical treatment to minors. Another would penalize parents and clinicians for helping kids get those treatments. And another would ban kids from competing in leagues if their gender identity doesn't match their sex assigned at birth. Pastor Remington Johnson testified this week before a panel of state senators.
You tell us that these kids are suffering, that you're seeking to help them. And then we bring you information, we show you the harm that you're doing, and you take no action to insulate against the inevitable harm that is caused by these bills.
The NCAA says it will only allow championship games to be held at locations that are, quote, free of discrimination, end quote, a signal to dozens of states that are considering similar legislation it views as discriminatory. I'm Andrew Weber in Austin.
Now to some research that's getting attention at New Mexico State University and across the globe. Recent experiments in Illinois have led scientists to believe there is evidence of a new subatomic particle, one that could help uncover how the universe came to be. In depth, here's Madison Staton.
Only 5% of the particles that make up the universe are currently known to physicists. But scientists believe a new particle is on the verge of being discovered. Recent experiments conducted in Illinois show the potential for particles that are not predicted by the standard model, the system used to classify known particles and forces of nature. Los Alamos scientist William Lewis says standard model particles make up only a small part of the universe's composition.
These standard model particles make up only about 5% of the mass energy of the universe. 95% of the mass energy of the universe is unknown. It's either in the form of dark matter or dark energy. And so the fact that there's all this missing energy makes it not surprising that there could be a zoo of new particles.
Fermilab's muon G2 experiment tosses muons, a particle approximately 200 times heavier than an electron, but similar in composition, into a magnetic field. Chris Pauly, a senior scientist at Fermilab, described the experiment, detailing how his team studied muons traveling close to the speed of light.
You can think of muons as being little spinning tops, and if you put them in a magnetic field, they precess, they rotate, they enter our storage ring, which you can basically think of as a racetrack for the muons. The muons go traveling around this racetrack at 99.94% of the speed of the light, revolving the whole time they're doing it. And our goal in the experiment is to measure that revolution frequency extremely precisely.
That measurement process recorded an anomaly, violating the predictions of the standard model. Scientist William Lewis outlined the reason muon particles are optimal for such an experiment. He says the muon's short lifespan of approximately 2 microseconds helps physicists conduct precise calculations.
It's something that can be calculated extremely accurately, and so by measuring that, you can search for physics beyond the standard model by seeing if you measure a value different than expectation.
Theoretical physicist and New Mexico State University professor Matthew Sievert says the discovery has the potential to help physicists understand more about dark matter.
If this is true, if this continues to increase in statistical significance, then it would mean that we have discovered new particles, that we would have a window into what dark matter is. It would be a big step forward. It would give us clues about what a grand unified theory might be if we know what other particles and forces could be out there in nature.
Fermilab will continue to conduct experiments in years to come to gather more data on the anomaly. William Lewis, who works at Los Alamos Laboratory, says that work in New Mexico will be influenced by the Fermilab experiments.
It will spur, you know, additional experiments. I work at Los Alamos National Laboratory, and it certainly already, I think, is affecting people at Los Alamos planning new experiments. And this will also be true at universities around New Mexico, at New Mexico State, at the University of New Mexico, and so forth. And, you know, physicists here in New Mexico can do experiments locally, but also they'll be involved in experiments at national labs around the world.
NMSU's Matthew Sievert stressed the work being done in the field of particle physics is a vital part of understanding just how the universe came to be.
This gives us new insight into where we come from. This gives us new insight into what the fundamental fabric of the universe is and the history of how the universe came to be this way. We have to understand what matter is made of. We have to understand how matter interacts with each other to tell the story about how the universe came to be.
For KRWG Public Media, I'm Madison Staten.